a whirlwind, the fact that he just owns it for a moment and sells it back and you get it back, buy it back afterwards, not going to have a problem. You can go to a liquor store, buy wine. I buy back my plummet, if it was sold back to me. So far he has for many years straight. I buy it back, he comes to meet me right after my comes right after Abdullah, comes in, another rabbi from the community comes, if they're able to come, and we have a whole ceremony, and we ask him, okay, John, what do you say about my goy? The king of the liquor store bought by one. I buy back my plummet, the goy, if he's going to sell back to me, so far he has for many years straight. I buy it back, he comes to meet me right after my comes right after Abdullah, comes in, another rabbi from the community comes, if they're able to come, and we have a whole ceremony, and we ask him, okay, John, what do you say about my goy? My guy is the best guy. I'll tell you a story. Rabbi Kushalevsky from Jerusalem came to my school 2 or 3 years ago, drawing a pair of something. He gave a shear. He came to the week before Pesach, 2 weeks ago, he mom is because everyone here is going to know good, he can rely on him. He was taking it to pieces, and I'm sitting there, and they're what? And I'm doing
it.
Now, why is
it not called that?
Why did he not like the fear of stomach? He went through a whole bunch of reasons why he didn't like it. One reason was the guy can't afford to pay for the hunger. So you know it's a bluff. So I raised my hand and say, I think the guy was a gavir. My guy is the biggest real estate agent in Riverdale. He sells a $1 million house, he makes 70 grand like this. Or more, 150% or something like that. Guy makes, thank God he's making a lot of money, so he keeps in business and he keeps Goyen, they sell to the janitor. He doesn't know what the sale is all about. He doesn't understand English. He doesn't do nothing. I said, my. Here, we know for sure it's a girl. The Bnei Brak was a very serious problem 2 years ago. They sold Chometz for years to a girl. When he died, they found out that he was Jewish. Major problem. But John J. Brown is not Jewish. Take it from me. He's a girl. He's a girl. We call our daughter. There's no question about him. He's a girl. Now, he's an expert in contracts. He paid all these intricacies, which you're seeing now. He knows about it, because he's always involved in selling. He told me yesterday, he was paid, I was in a rental case. Someone wanted to rent a place in Riverdale, and it was all set, and the agreement was reached last Sunday. This was just 5 days ago. He came to sign the deal, they backed up. They want more money, they said, I'll give them more money, they changed their mind. So then, John Brown tells me, until the deal is done, so the fat lady sings, the deal is not done. I said, now I told John, I understand you. Every year we go through this process. After we finish everything, he says the following 4 words. The deal is done. Now I understand where he's coming from. The deal is done. It's this. You can't back out. It's finished. It's over. Now, there's a big problem with Tapi Allah, which is the receiver's regulation. See, in the old years, and I use it myself, my first initial years, aside from I introduced this idea of the simplicity of every public to Hamas, the public to say you should do. But the traditional way was to get a shtar hashoah, written in Hebrew, no one understood anything, and he
was doing
it. And everyone just signed his name on the shtar hashoah. He agreed to the rabbi to sell it, and that's it. And then there was a shtar machir, also done in Hebrew. everybody didn't understand it. I can expect the Jews to understand it. I didn't like that. But then the question follows are both sides. If it's a suspicion, the public say you should do it. But the traditional way was to get a Shtar saw, written in Hebrew, no one understood anything. And the
Jewish
didn't understand. And everyone just signed his name on the Shtar saw. He agreed to the rabbi to sell it, and that's it. And then there was a Shtar Mechir, also in Hebrew. I really didn't understand it. I can expect the Jews to understand it. I didn't like that. But then the questions as follows are both sides. Because the Shtar, Shah, the Shtar Mechir are two separate documents. Shah is the power of attorney. Does the word Harshah mean? Hey, Ray, Shin, Aleph, Hey? We discussed it, I think, maybe once. Double Talmud of Ayin. There is also a Shtar Mechir. I believe it's the Stephen who asked the question. There's no connection between the two of them. On the Shtar, Shah, every Balabas signed. On the Shtar Mechir, the rabbi signed. So don't go together. Some people staple it together. It's staple. That's one of the staples. The Shtar Mechir, the Shtar Mechir. Oh, that makes it serious. But you say that word. Rav Hankins, the Gaon of the Bracha, has in his Luach, he suggests the following script. After the Shtar Mechir, you had a Shtar Mechir of the Kitzur. He has this lesson in Hebrew, three or four lines. The Mercher, the Lord of Thomas, and then it's signed. And the rabbi should put this in after the names of 150 people he's representing, right the Shtar Mechir, the Kitzur signs his name. That works, he says. I don't say that works either. Because here the rabbi is signing, but not everybody the bus is signing. So I turned it around. I do it as follows. I have separate Shtar Mechir, which is the power of attorney. And I have a Shtar Mechir of the Kitzur on which each Bala bus signs. So when the Bala bus comes to me, I have to sign on the Shtar Mechir. Now, if he mails it to me, I can't do it, so what can I do? I can't help it. So I sign him, I put his name for him. Not the particular I don't have. But if he comes to me, almost will come to me, I have the following, and I'll pass it around. Read the undersigned. Here, by fellow comments belong to each and every one of us, respectively. To John J. Brown, 279 West 231, Street, Bronx, 1103. We also leave the place where such comments are found in the review and after indicated address. It could be addressed here also. To Mr. Brown, for a period of 10 days, this sale and rent laws take effect on blank, corresponding to blank, Nissan 575 blank before blank, AM or PM. Further details concerning all the above are recorded in separate power of attorney form, that's the organization, which is over here, and a lengthier document is there. The reference is the other thing. So here's everything in one thing.
Everyone signs it,
and the address of the value. It's just an image. Then at the end, I take a calculator, and I tally all the values in this one line. And I get
some
of these, right. So I can say one thing to pay, and I tally the whole thing, and I tell John, hey, it's worth $X,000. I have one customer who's worth more than everybody else put together. Brown, shouldn't have a problem with what? Buying it after, come with several other peasants. People he buys it from, the friend going through some other middlemen, I don't know how he works. He knows he's owned by John Brown. That's what's finished. That's right. I buy it back. So John Brown is rich enough, if this house in Rockville, New York, as well, is worth enough that this guy can ask him for the $500,000. Oh, yeah, so every year after patients go, we go through this rigmarole, where I say to him, John, sorry, this is the day because it was long form. Yes, it was a long form. No, that's what he said. No, but the rest on or before, like last year it said April 25th, 1992. That's the time to put up or shut up. You have to come up with the rest and announce 1 cent per person right now. For the rest, I say, John, it's April 25th. Okay, so that night, it was John, April 25th. And you need the money. It was approximately, $500,000.
Paper.
Everyone's private stuff I don't want. Okay, here's $500,000 for you, and the rest I'll sell back to you. I give my word. I give him my word for Yontif every year. Yes. I'm allowed to do it. I'll offer quota, just to re-quote it. That if he wishes after Yontif to sell it back to me, that I'll buy it back. That I and my father and will buy it back to him. I give him my word. He doesn't have to give me his word. He goes on condition. Usually, it's not worth it for the buyer. You want to bottle of schnapps, if you need to make a party, you come to your house, put the schnapps in it. Yeah, you make sure what he takes. You mark it down. And after Yontif, that's the whole issue then. How can you do that? Roasted the Kiyumo. If you roasted an issue of roasting, if you want the Chametz to be existent, so how do you do that? How do you allow it to happen? So there's two issues. There's two reasons here, both. 1 second. Why we lease out all the property to the good. Two reasons. One reason is because that helps us to transfer the property, the Chametz. So there's many kinyanim we use. Tell me a kinyanim. We use Kesef, right? We give him a penny right now. What else do we use? Talibin. We also give some to the Shekhan. And also we say, we lease the property, and by leasing the property, we do two more things, Agav and Kosef. How do we lease the property? Again, Kesef, and Talibin, and Tisumta, and Shai. You know what works. Everything is in Machlokes and Tosfos. Every single one is in Machlokes and Tosfos.
Whether it works for good.
That's right. Everyone. It works for good. Everyone's in Machlokes. You have to hope that at least one of them works. I give him nothing. But I give him his worth much more than money. I give him this. He's a company. He wants to buy a house. He's a contract. He made off me. I would get easily 6-figure company. One year the air fell down there, okay, it was snowing, it was back in the late 70s. Remember the picture you tried to see in November? And I didn't know what to do, I couldn't get it. He went with me to the hardware store, and he got me some wine, and made like a camp air just to make do. You know, I mean, just right, one of those. There are paper shoppers, Thursday, Friday shoppers. Yeah, whatever it may be. Anyway, so how did I get to this guy? Tell you what happened. When I moved into Riverdale, I moved in, I told you, how's this bone? My first time was in Shmuzim, Yotrim, and then a few weeks after Yotrim was fused, they found that here's Tomek. I don't know what to do. So I went and said, I am in the yard, I need a goy. I don't know, I have no goy. So I had a downstairs neighbor. It was a goy young. I was going to work. He wasn't available with my mom for the morning. He's a goy. He told me that a goy is much better. But the goy is a consultant who says, the king of Chassar works only for a goy and not for a goy. Why? Mamba Messiah says that machine sleeping. Now we ain't good for Akan. So Akan is sleeping for Akan and Chazal work for a guy. As a comparison to what it does work for a guy, it's just a male and a female. So by a female, it says that Chazal is also not from Yad. It's by Gid. Chazal is from Yad. It's derived from Chazal is from Yad. Believe it or not, it's from Chazal is for a female guy. It's a Chazal, yes, and not for a male guy. I have this extra rabbi. I've got a comment to see Tumsa. Taking the hand. So we took care of the dead fish, we took care of the how do we make it on that salad? I want the chumra and maybe the cool and the pump. So I said, that's why the first guy we used that guy, the second year also. The second year was a famous. I know the third year I used it was a famous time. I'm not sure 2 or 3 years ago. My daughter put out 5 steps. That's what I remember. Zero. I think that was, it was mostly paper, but I'm not sure. Mostly paper, my daughter fell out of class. I remember it was giving back the coffee. I'm just not sure if it was John Brown then, I think it was maybe the other one. I don't remember. And I was sitting with Montoya paper, and I ran to the doctor, I remember Montoya paper. Then she moved out to go. I didn't know what to do. So that year, my shoe bought a new building, was it going that summer? It was the summer of 75. And it was brought to John Brown to the real estate. I got to know. So then said, I put the first public up on the first target. So what can you have him? John Brown. He has all of Ireland. He's a good New Yorker. He's rich, he can pay the money. He understands business. He has a big amount of business, any other business. He's right over here. Where you school coming? In my basement, in the cabinet. He's huge and old. In every house in Riverdale. It's about it. And it's changed hands in the last 20 years. He's been there. He knows exactly where to find us. I know. I've been there. So we use him as a guy. So that's when he gave us a critique of the film. Last time he said, but the guy is illiterate. You know, my guy is illiterate. The guy has no money, Mark. Let us know about business, man. The guy in the house. So then I said, I'm looking for a public up on the first garden. So what can you do? You have him. John Brown. He has all of Ireland. He's a good New Yorker. He's rich. He can pay the money. He understands business. He has a big amount of business. Any other business. He's right over here. Where he's going to come. In my basement, in the cabinet. He's huge and old. Every house in Riverdale. It's about it. And it's changed hands in the last 20 years. He's been there. He knows exactly where to find us. I know. I did. So we used him as a guy. So that's when he gave us a critique of the film. Last time he said, but the guy is illiterate. You know, my guy is illiterate. The guy has no money, Mark. Let us know about business, man. The guy in the house. I'm so bad. Because we try our best to make them appear as much as tight as possible. One is that they go back. One reason we teach the area so that he's able to affect the Kenyan Khalifa and the Kenyan Plus and the Kenyan Aga. There's another reason. It is complicated to learn stuff. It's the next year or something. The Quran says, the promise shall not breathe. Belongs to a guy. But he is thrown out the measure of upright, the measure of responsibility for it. It depends. If it's a beta guy, it's okay. If it's beta Israel, it's not okay. For that reason, secondly, why we insist on leasing the property to the guy, there shouldn't be this problem about pride. That's a very important conclusion. We also only lease, we don't sell anything to a guy. If you look at the old star, it says if it's yours, you sell it. If you rent it, you lease it. I don't believe in selling anything to a guy. Not in the real estate business, but John Brown, the same way of business. You lease means in the sense it's only for 10 days, and it's good enough. You say, I got even if it's leasing, it's good enough. Almost all parts will say, I got work even for the least, even though it's not an absolute sale. These are some of the, I want to spend you a few minutes on the details in this document. Sorry? No way. No, before this time. Before 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Why did I pick 11:30 Eastern Daylight Time? That must have been the time last year, which was the end of the fifth hour, according to the Magen Avraham. See, the big my focus the Magen Avraham with the Grah. The Grah has much later time. 12 hours between Man Krishna, exactly. So this is 2 hours later. Man Krishna is after 3 hours. Salzman Achilo Kamet and Salzman Tefila is after what? 4 hours. Salzman Beer Kamet is after 5 hours. I always make it before the earlier time in the document. We do it way before this time. In order that we should have a chance to burn it. We even try to burn it before the fire. Because the preferred state of our is first have the material. Get rid of all your stuff. Then you have the beer. You save one bag. That's what we tell John. John, is one big bag. You know, whatever bag you have, you find it printed in the chart. It will take all 72 minutes. So every time, the same story. Therefore, the moment I've wrong soap, man, beer. According to the classical chart that are used, here will be a total of 12 minutes before our time. Why 12 minutes? He starts, right, his day is 142 minutes longer than ours, so the hour is 12 minutes different. 1 hour before, that's supposed to be 12 minutes early. That's what he said. But according to my understanding of the remaining time, and the moment when they hold what he called 19.8, and he turned out to be 19.8 beneath their eyes, before the rest of the horizon, that's called Aloha Shaka and Tetzel Chavis. That comes out approximately, I think I did a test of this before, to 22 minutes difference per hour, not 12. Then it'll be 22 minutes earlier. I might as not in, but 10 minutes earlier than Princeton's time. And when it comes to the Sultan Achila, we have 44 minutes before the drawing, according to the traditional, only 24 minutes before the drawing. Something like that. This is the difference in how you calculate the amount of remaining time in the moment I've run. So over here it says, April 17th, calendar the 14th, that was last year. The Rabbi X, here and after the Frizzle agent, and John J. Brown, here and after returned to as buyer. You know what I'll do if you guys are a little bit angry? Let's stop here. And on Sunday, let's learn some of the hills of the Kiwa Summit and other soccer and fish the most. That comes out approximately, I think I did a test of this before, to 22 minutes difference per hour, not 12. Then it'll be 22 minutes earlier. I might as not in, but 10 minutes earlier than Princeton's time. And when it comes to the Sultan Achila, we have 44 minutes before the drawing, according to the traditional, only 24 minutes before the drawing. Something like that. This is the difference in how you calculate the amount of remaining time in the moment I've run. So over here it says, April 17th, calendar the 14th, that was last year. The Rabbi X, here and after, the Frizzle's agent, and John J. Brown, here and after, returned to as buyer. You know what I'll do if you guys are a little bit angry? Let's stop here, and on Sunday, let's learn some of the other people who are and other comments. And Monday, we'll talk about it, okay? So I'll zero out to everybody. We'll discuss the levels of Pesach, and we'll start with the levels of Mechira Summits, which people don't really fully understand, and it's very important that people should understand what they're doing, because if you don't really know what you're doing, you really, it's a big shot on the sale itself. Now, of course, we assume that the Rav knows what he's doing, it's also a great questionable assumption in many cases, but I wanted to read you my Shah Mechira Summits, which we've been using, so that you should have an idea what it's all about. Okay, so we'll read together. Agreement made. Okay? Before. Now before means the last time they wanted to be tal. So I do two different sales. One sale of Bizan Mitzashem on Sunday, week from today. Before, I think I wrote in 7:15 p.m. I'm not sure exactly when the sun sets next Sunday. It's like 7, today. Today is, I think it was 6:15, which is the change of the clock, and they have an extra 7 minutes. So before 7:15, but then that would be that be the middle of Mincha, so I imagine. So before 7:15 p.m., Easter, and here's a blank, because you see, these years, they move the clock, so it's half the time, it's standard time, half the time is daylight savings time. This is going to be Eastern daylight time, right? Because they move the clock, because it's next month of Shabbos, week of month of Shabbos. So they're not going to be eating standard time. Do you have a copy? There's enough to go around. It's extra. Everybody have one? Everybody? Eastern Daylight Time. Okay, next Sunday is going to be what? April 4th, correct? Of the day straight? What's next Sunday? April 4th, 1993, corresponding to 13 Nisan, 5753. That's going to be the Sunday sale. The Monday sale will be before, I believe, 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Before. April 5th, 1993, corresponding to 14th season, Nisan, 5753. Between Rabbi X and my kids, you have me, Rabbi Willick, New York, Rabbi Rosenblatt comes from RJC, Rabbi Avi Weiss comes from the Institute. We hope they will have other rabbis coming from near and far. We have, I think Rabbi Duberger said he may come, and maybe Rabbi Sachs, and maybe Rabbi Wolfgang Canary comes tomorrow. We have a whole chabur of rabbanim. My brother comes usually. We see in Rav Moshe, they told Rav Moshe and Rav Henkin, the Rabbanim of Rafa, did the sale, but they would do a panel with a zillion rabbanim from the east side, and they would all be mamana, first Rav Henkin, then Rav Moshe, to be their shaliach. So a shaliach made another shaliach. Was the Balabas appointed rabbi. Right. The whole discussion, shaliach, the harsha. I don't get involved in these kinds of businesses. So we do, everybody does it separately. That's why everyone, rabbi feels he's doing his own thing.
The
same table. We're all sitting at the same table. We go through the kinyanim one by one. That's all.
Each one does individually with John Brown.
Everyone with John Brown. John Brown is every single rabbi. Doesn't cost another penny. We'll see. I didn't find out. You have to find out. Between Rabbi, whoever it is, here and after referred to as agent, and John J. Brown. Okay? Oh, we should put the address in too. Okay, I put a Rabbi Mordechai Willett, 4th Parkway, Bronx, New York, 10471, and John J. Brown, 279 West 231st Street, Bronx, New York, 10463, and I turned to his bio. Whereas, certain persons whose names are set forth on certain inventory sheets delivered here with to the buyer. That's those things I showed you yesterday. Remember the Thursday, the David Schwartz Graphics, Inc. Right? Here was one. Here and after referred to as sellers. Our desires of selling all chametz is here and after defined. Owned by them and which in which they have any interest whatsoever. Now, that's not only if they own it, if they have an interest in it. Now, someone asked me yesterday, just yesterday, do you sell a rabbi, do you sell stocks? I said, no, I don't sell stocks. But I have stocks which have chametz, so if you want it, I want them to go with a different rabbi. I don't sell stocks. I'm the business. I don't think you can sell stocks. Oh. But I told him, I happen to hold, you don't have to sell stocks. I once gave a sheet, explained to the kitzah nimrit. In my opinion, you can't take it, and if you so, next year we'll learn about it by reading. We made reference to, I think, last week, about Messiah, about the questions of rivets, the stocks, the corporations, etc. That was a Shabbat on Rosh, God of Rush, I gave an A&P for that wall balance. About, how many years was that? 5, 6 years ago, something like that. An A&P for that wall balance, I think it was 6 years ago. And, so that then the question was, could you buy from wall balance after Pesach? And I thought the answer was yes. Because A&P then owned 85%, Wolbaum was paying 15%. And Wolbaum was managing it. So a merchant's machmas, if the Jews are managing it, then it's also, he says, depends on the managers. And I thought the passion, that's not all true. It depends upon who owns it. Who owns it depends upon the majority. I, Jews, own 15%. The answer is ain't no b'shu. So you know why? Because the way corporations work, 51%, you win. They had 85%. They could have bumped Julia out on her head and told us, sorry, Julia, but we're buying. Come on, man. I don't know who Julia is. And say, well, we're not going to deal with you anymore. But Julia comes, give me my wall-bound cookies, my favorite wall chocolate cookies. Julia? No. You want? Go pay 89 cents and stand on line. Cash register. They have 85%. Stand up a shoe store. Unless she owns a certain percentage of the corporation. Right though. Except any interest. I don't think it includes stocks. In the case, some of the things that include stocks, what other interests do you have partnerships with? Do have some possible ability to sell, etc. So it's just written as a sort of a catch-all. And whereas each of the said sellers has a designated and appointed Rabbi X, of course, Rabbi Willick, Rabbi Rosen, Rabbi Weiss, Rabbi Cohen, Rabbi Kanarik, etc. As they're lawfully designated agents, sell, transfer, dispose of all such chametz in such manner and upon such terms as the said agent in his sole discretion shall deem appropriate. That means if I like to do it between kesef or this, whatever I think I want to do, I'm authorized to do so. And whereas, as the buyer here in above identified is desirous of purchasing all the said chametz of the sellers in accordance with the terms of this agreement. Those are the three whereas. Now, therefore, it is agreed by and between the agent as attorney in fact and the seller, the rabbon, and each of them. I thought I'd write the lawyers. For the sellers, the chalal, and each of them, the frak. The one who knows the law, so you do it with me. And the buyer. Wow. Yeah. And the buyer, that, ooh, this is a terrible thing. There's two letters missing. That the agent hereby sells, the buyer hereby purchases all chametz belong to each and every one of the persons herein referred to as seller, whose names are set forth upon the individual inventory sheet delivered to the buyer together herewith. Boom. That's the kinyan, right there. So, Zachala. No, kinyan shtar cannot work for chametz. Because shtar works for karka, doesn't work for the thousand. Kinyan shtar cannot work directly for chametz at all. It doesn't work. Because we learned many times, the shtar is not
does not work from the colophon. I see it another typo. It shouldn't be a semicolon, it should be a period, no? As far as I understand, the typo again, right? I think it's a period. I believe so. And I also think another mistake, because after the word agreement, the previous paragraph is a colon, it should be a semicolon. I really found two mistakes. But it's not Ma'akev the king, you understand. I found two punctuation mistakes. Right? Yeah. After agree should be a semicolon, and then it should be a period after here with. Could be, but it's a separate sentence. The Turn of Chametz is intended to include all 11 products of the 5 types of grain. Wheat, rye, spelt, barley, and oats. That's inclusive. There are many postings, there are some postings, saying that oats and spelt and rye are not in the Chamesh Tavidim. The famous Shiloh, where the Gemara says it's really Chitim and Tzorim, and the other three are subdivisions of Chitim and Tzorim. And some claim that rye, spelt, and oats. I think spelt really is a subdivision of barley. But rye and oats are not really subdivisions of wheat. It means a different kind of wheat. And rye and oats, they say, has nothing to do with Chamesh Tavidim. What else, Chitis? If you make oatmeal or Cheerios, you have to make a bar for Adama. Not a bar mitzvah, to make an abarna fashion instead of an ala michya. But we assume based on Rashi HaKadosh. Rashi HaKadosh says in the Masechta Tzavim on that Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the Masechta Tzavim of Laman Hay, in the context of matzah. I read things in the Jewish press about oat matzah, sort of oat matzah somewhere. They make oat matzah look a little allergic to wheat, because they're probably some kind of intolerance. They make oat matzah. So wonder what kind of oat matzah? You make barley matzah. Because we know ball is not for the hangman. No one wants to make ball in that. But the claim was that it's not considered wheat. Here's the Rashi. Rashi says, Shibola shuol abaina. The word in French. Well, abaina in French means oats. I don't know if anyone's taking French over here. The word abaina in French does mean oats. So that we know. So Rashi, HaKadosh, and the Mishnah, Laman Hei said it means oats. So there are those who say, well, Rashi's wrong. Rashi didn't know enough about the agriculture. He's never in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't know that oats don't grow in Eretz Yisrael. It's not that Minish and Ishtar Chomer doesn't grow there. I'm not a farmer either. I'll just say you can't say Rashi's wrong. Rashi said it, by definition it's right. Rashi must have known, and therefore it's no problem. It's not like us in the post. Anyway, let's go back.
How about rye?
Rye is the same. I think rye is the other one. Rye is, hold on. Mar says, Kusnim and Chitin. He bought a shul, the shifa minza orin. Hold on a second. She bought a shul, it's abaina, and shifon is shiglo, which we, I think, commonly translate as rye. I think a shiglo must be rye in French. It's a kind of a minza orin. I don't know. Who cares? It's about a barley, but it's not good barley.
The shifon rashi is
F. Shiglo, okay. I think it's what it is. Not in the second, it's a vinyl, which is, that's the faket, the kind of a barley. What's with barley? What's the connection between rye and barley? I don't know, maybe they are connected. Don't they both make beer? The barley, for people who make hops. Beer, and hops, barley. So in my mind, they're somehow connected. It has to be an agricultural, but there's a whole set book called, what's it called? Something on Mishnah, something. So Meach HaMishnah, Tzimchem, some word, and they use all the agricultural realia of the Mishnayos and the Gemara. Somebody put out things in Missouri. Felix is a very great scholar. I think he thinks that that oath has nothing to do with Chamesh. I mean, I believe he writes that. But other things, well, anyway, let's go back. Alcohol fermentations of any of these grains or any admixture containing any of the above-mentioned products, including, but not limited to, it's always a little legalistic term, all items specifically enumerated on the individual inventory sheets of each cell. A guy writes cake, cookies, schnapps, whatever he writes in there. Cool.
So if the guy writes something that's not on the apples. So is that stolen?
Good question. If I write apples. Leave out apples. Apples is going to make a mistake. Write on corn. Corn is not stomach either. Corn is kidney. Now we all mention kidneys in this day. You have to start it. The guy doesn't know that. By him cometh dish right on the dish. I strike it. I sell all my dishes, my silver, I cross it out. Why? Oh, right, it's Tevila Keren. You call the Keren to a guy, you have to be Tevila Keren for Pesach.
You have
Chomet to a skeleton? Chomet in addition. That's something right. Chomet HaBalua in addition. Chomet HaBalua, you don't have to. That's the same as one HaFlamet. Omar Rav, today was the Pesach Yishavei. Rav would have to break every cleave before Yom. We don't pass like him. Pass on this Balua, there's no Balira. But the chametz adhere to this, you know, guk on the side of the cleave. That maybe you really should sell. Part the side of the eye, but you know why? Who's going to buy that? Right, I try not to sell
it. Do you have to be
Yeah. You mentioned that a question was asked on Thursday. The answer is that if you sell it to a guy in the most literal sense of all, I'm Ketem manufacturer. Ketem is owned by a Jew. I sell it to a Goyish liquor store, Rivendell Avenue. And then a Jew from Rivendell walks in and buys the wine from the liquor store. Would you say that now he has the Yain Stam Yaina because he's owned by the liquor store owner for 2 weeks while it's lying on the shelf? Chas v'shalom. You want to know why? It's a good question. The Maisa Chas v'shalom. The same is owned by John Brown for 8 days again, Chas v'shalom. It's not called the Yain Esa? Yeah. No difference to that.
John Brown came and picked it up and put it
in. He picks it up and moves it. It's gone. Okay. Let's go. No. Valdez. I never heard a tape about this. I heard of a different tape with another user, but he made an extra day Pesach.
Yeah.
No, that's a famous tape. I didn't know. Oh, the great. I knew the story long before the tape. The tape is called The Longest Pesach, I think it's called. It's a great tape for kids. It's terrific. But I heard the story. I'll tell you how I heard the story. I heard the story. It's an interesting tale. Everyone has his own personal angle. I heard this story in Pesach, Tavshin Chav Zayin. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, and my uncle, Zichrono Levracha, my mother's oldest brother, I was spending the last days under with him. He was just in Yerushalayim, near from the Merkat Haram. And so I told him, my uncle, you know, you were living in Eretz Yisrael already. Yontem is only 7 days. It's only 7 days. I don't want to keep an Eitzei because of me. Bring bread into the house. I'll find what to eat. I'll eat elsewhere. I'll make sure not to eat the bread. Don't worry about me. Don't you know what he says? I keep 8 days Pesach. What? Well, he forgot that he was when we there to Israel, he's still thinking, no, he said, that's in Brooklyn, I kept 9 days Pesach. I look at him, man, what's going on? He's like, Shabbat Baal Tosef, they're right, what's happening? He says, don't you know? I was born in Prague. I look at him, look at our eyes get wider and wider. I was born in Prague, so what? He's born in Prague. That's right, that's the tape, that's right. So he says, what's this? He told me the following story, which I couldn't believe. I believed it, but it came out on a tape. And now it's apparently, now it must be true. He told me the story, basically it says on the tape, that there's a famous story, the Nodeb Yehuda. Maybe it was Rebbe Cheskel, of the Roman Prop. The drama that's on the tape. And apparently was when he was a young man yet, relatively young man, he saved a little kid, a Goyish kid. According to the tape, I heard originally that he saved him from the drowning in the ocean. But according to the tape, he said it was the uncle, the baker, who would beat him up. And when one day he could take him out to exploit him, he'd go into the streets and sell the hot rolls and come back and give him the money. And one day he lost the money, followed the clock, but his uncle's going to kill him. So he's crying, and then the leader meets him. He says, what's the matter, my child? He tells him the story of woe. And he gives him $1, $5 to pay off his uncle. His uncle says, I'll remember this, I'll pay you back. And one day, the last night Pesach, 30 years later, whatever it is, I don't know, 20 years, who knows how many years later, I remember this, Rav Roshi in Prague, so he gets a knock on the door, quick, who was this? Rabbi Landau, who was this? He walks in, who are you? You don't remember? 20 years ago, and I was a little boy, and I was about to be hit by my uncle, and you came and you met. Oh, yeah, I remember. Well, what can I do for you? Because I want to tell you that all the Jews in Prague are going to be killed. Every one of them. Tomorrow night, they're all going to be dead. He says, what? He called them into that. Don't let anyone find that I'm here. I'm going to be dead. What is it? Apparently, these scheming, wicked anti-Semitism in Prague decided to kill off all the Jews in one. I'm a top finish of your method. He's slow and low. How so? I'm going to do it. The Jews never bought from the Goyim. They bought all their own independent food produced. One exception. The night after Pesach, everyone wanted our bread. For 8 days, our bread. And the Jewish bakers couldn't get it. No way they could be ready on time. We supplied Goyish bread. They had the Pasakim. There was no Jewish bread available. To go to the Pasakim. All of a sudden, the boys know the bread. The boys know the bread. And all the Jews will buy one shot. If you think this thing never did happen, that happened. I read this. I didn't want to kind of tell it. Not a second. Another rabbi. About Bergen Belsen, I think it was. You read this book?
Oh, yeah.
The book? Oh,
that's
wow. Oh, boy. Wow. Because I remember how to tell the book as follows. There's a guy that's waiting in line for bread in Bergen Belsen. They're about to be liberated. They've been famished. And the guy is about to die. And everyone gets one bread, one loaf, one little loaf of bread. That's going to keep him alive. And they didn't know where the British are coming. They're not going to know where they're coming. So what happened was, he took a loaf of bread, and then he saw that they were changing guards. And then a new basket was going to come. The guy figured he's so hot, he's so hungry, he wasn't going to cut the second loaf. He sneaks the roll in his pocket. And then, as the new guy comes in, he takes that roll again, the second roll. So apparently the Nazi commandant, or one of his the other guys around him, they saw that he really did. And they beat him to a pulp. They beat him, they took those two rolls away, the Lech HaMishnah. And they beat him, and they bashed him, and he was bloody, and he was fainted. He said, now I'm going to die for sure. I survived 4 years in the Nazi camps, and now by the inmates themselves, probably Goyish and Mitzvah Tussu, they beat him to the pulp, and he was blind, and his blood, and he figured it's all over. He finished. Falls asleep, he figures he'll never make it. The next morning he wakes up, his blood is bloody, he looks around. Absolutely not a single sound on nobody. No one's there. He looks, well, where are all the inmates? He walks around and sees they're all on that foot. He sees them have bread in their mouth. He would have been what happened. The bread was poisoned. The Nazis knew they were evacuating the camp. And the last act of cruelty, to add to all the other cruelties, they poisoned the crop. Can't do that today. They don't just play up around Russia. In those days, that was it. Every shul in Prague was closed to minhag. But I'm saying a daf yomi, and I'm saying a shiur, and I'm a putzel shiur, and I'm a chazan. Closed. Every shul was closed. All the yidden, whoever could fit in, packed into the main shul in Prague. They just stood outside. Hey, what's going on? What? Because the cheskel out gets up. We see how small we are. We're going to daven Yodzik tonight. I have to, otherwise I have to get away with it. We have a Yodzik is davening, and no one is to buy any chametz because it's still paper. The whole time is uproar. If I would say that in Riverdale, what would happen? You think to myself, Rabbi, you must have lost your marbles. I think it's written a hot solo to the psychiatric ward.
But all of shmini is only something now anyway, so you're going to wash these.
Whatever, yes, that's literally a kashmir tonight. So no one ate chametz. No one wants to buy bread. Now that night comes the baker with those hot, fresh bread every single year for the 30 years in summer for all the Jews. No one was there. He left all his bread. All his bread left on. This mama reminds me of the guy who wanted his $400 back in the World Trade Center. She's thinking, all right, you guys, they didn't buy it, so they got away with it. No, he went to the magistrate to complain. It didn't turn against the Jews. They take him to court. They, or he bought my extra bread on their behalf, he says every year, and they stood him up. So they ended up, the bread's going to be not that night, or whether it was late that night or early next morning, Greg and I do it to the court, to meet the magistrate. And I'm mad because they were going to daven yontzik tonight. You have to, otherwise you have to get away with it. They have a yontzik of davening, and no one is to buy any chametz because it's still paper. The whole town is uproar. If I would say that in Riverdale, what would happen? I think myself, Rabbi, you must have lost your marble. I'll take a hatzolah to the psychiatric ward.
But all of
shmini
is only something
now
anyway, so you're
going
to worship
these. Whatever, yes, that's literally a kashrut night. So no one ate chametz, no one wants to buy bread. Now that night comes the baker with those hot fresh bread every single year for the 30 years in the summer for all the Jews. No one bought it. So, he left all his bread. All his bread left on. This mamash reminds me of the guy who wanted his $400 back in the World Trade Center. So you think, you know, all right, you guys say they didn't buy it, so they got away with it. No, he went to the magistrate to complain. It didn't terror against the Jews. They take him to court. They, or he bought my extra bread on their behalf because every year they stood him up. So they ended up dragging on a beauty. Not that night, or whether it was late that night or early next morning, dragging on a beauty to the court, to meet the magistrate, to meet the mayor of Prague. Show cause, what are you doing? I owe you all the money. So let's just make sure the bread is good. How do you make sure? Give it to the dog, give it to the dog, see if the dog eats. The baker says, no. The mayor says, smells, it's a rat. The dog eats it, the dog pig is dies right on the spot. She realizes all the bread was poisoned. Oh, the Jews were saved, and the guy was punished, and everyone was happy ever after. The Jews in Prague, so they're at the nace, they're not saved. They'll be cobbled upon themselves, not melacha, they don't regulate that machol, they do melacha. They don't even come at an extra day. So there's a zechel and nace of all the Jews were saved in Prague. So my uncle, when he lived in Brooklyn, didn't eat chametz the ninth day. When he moved to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't eat chametz the eighth day. So I know I have a problem in my uncle's house, such a place, but he didn't eat chametz either. Before the tape, I'm telling you, if it happened. Anyway, how do we get on to this? I forgot his problem. Okay. I love you to take. Very good. Okay. So, let's go on. Okay. Yeah. In order to effect the sale, new paragraph, the buyer agrees to pay to the agent the sum of his estimated fair market value determined by three recognized experts according to the accepted market value prevailing today in New York, that's where the sale is taking place, and which shall be paid by the buyer as follows. One second. One. No, not some. One. 1 cent per person right now. We used to have 5 cents in the old years. When Hunt, when I first started with this deal, these dealings, Hunt was shooting the silver market through the sky. We wanted to have a share of food of each person. So when you remember we discussed it in terms of the silver. So it was a tremendously high amount of at that time. We needed a nickel to be a share of food. Now a penny is more than enough. It's about 0.3 cents is really a shavakuta. Two, the rest on or before, and this is what we write down, April 13th, 1993. What's April 13th? It's the last day paid.
You
don't write that. April 13th. The understanding is that the sale is absolute, and that the balance due is considered a debt from buyer to seller, the non-payment of which shall in no way affect the validity of the buyer's title to the chametz sale. That's critical. The chief of the milvah from last year. I mean, it's an atel, it's a loan. He gave me, let's say the chametz is worth $1,000. Give me a penny. So he owes me 999. Khalif is another shad. What's the shad of Khalifin? What's the puzzle by Khalifin? New? The Zos? New? Result the fun in Israel. So it says Israel for the summer shalom all. Halit by God is no good. Shalom. Others have disagreed. They're not focused on Yishon. What's that? Situmta. What's Situmta? Situmta could be also like Khalifa, because the Rav Rav explained that Khalifa is just a formalized method of Situmta. Everyone used to do also to be Israel. Everyone did it that way. But in reality, if you have a different way of looking by shaking hands or mazel bracha, whatever it would be, the same as Khalifa. If Khalifa doesn't work by a guy, maybe Situmta may not work either. You can make a case that each one is not should be no good. Yeah, I thought that all three should be in order, then you're really in trouble. We're not finished yet, but there are two more methods. We'll see soon. Now, also, what if one guy's sale is no good? One guy's sale is no good, for example. I'll give you an example. It happens, a big problem. You don't realize it. Okay, good example. I goes away and says leave the key, but somebody forgets to leave the key. I show you my performance, leave the key. He doesn't leave the key. He either forgets or just spikes. Whatever. Well, some other guy doesn't know what he's doing, or he just made it. One sale is no good, for whatever reason. Should we say that all the sales are wrong with Taylor? Or we say both complicated round them? So there is this mock like that's what's kept. Khalipin? In case one doesn't go, we should knock out everything out. We're doing three methods. One doesn't work, the three all should be bought.
What if they only work on each other?
Yeah, well, each one either stands or falls by itself. No, that's a shit. Khalif is another shad. What's the shad of Khalifin? What's the name of the Pelzer by Khalifin? No? The Zos? No? The Zos, the fun in Israel. So it says Israel for the summer Shalom Hall. Khalif by God is no good. Shalom. Others have disagreed. They're big nachlokas in Yishon. What's that? Situmta. What's Situmta? Situmta could be also like Khalifa, because the Rav Rav explained that Khalifa is just a formalized method of Situmta. Everyone used to do also to be Israel. Everyone did it that way. But in reality, if you have a different way of doing by shaking hands or mazel bracha, whatever the case may be, the same as Khalifa. If Khalifa doesn't work by a guy, maybe Situmta may not work either. You can make a case that each one is not should be no good. Yeah, I thought that all three should be no good. Then you're really in trouble. We're not finished yet, but there are two more methods. We'll see soon. Now, also, what if one guy's sale is no good? One guy's sale is no good, for example. I'll give you an example. It happens, a big problem. You don't realize it. Okay, good example. I goes away and says leave the key, but somebody forgets to leave the key. I show you my performance, I'll leave the key. He doesn't leave the key. He either forgets or just spikes. Whatever. Well, some other guy doesn't know what he's doing, or he just made it. One sale is no good, for whatever reason. Should we say that all the sales are wrong with Taylor? Or we say, both of them excels or both of cooler? Especially in Shtar, the Sugi in the Shalmi, in Rosh Makis, both of them excels or both of cooler? We say no. We say the fairies. Each and every sale is standing on its own merit. If it can exist, even though the other guy's sales can't exist, the one that can't stand will stand. That's why it's very important to put this paragraph in. Right there. We'll read the Mishnah Berurah soon. The guy doesn't even keep it. The Pasha is nothing. The pot will see some. That's if he goes away. It's all about that. Okay, let's continue. It is first. So we finish Atan Chelagah. The sale of the Chametz proper directly. Chelagah. It is further agreed that the agent, in behalf of each of the sellers, hereby leases to the buyer of a closet, cabinet, storage room, garages, basement, and other areas, and the premises of each of the sellers, where the aforementioned described, this word broke the computer search. It's not a word, but the lawyers have the word. Right. So you know what I'm talking about. The computer search. All the Hebrew words broke it, and so the Apple described. Apparently it's not in the Webster's. Apple described from it may be located, including the location specifically enumerated upon the aforementioned with the e-missing of the state. How come I didn't catch this one?
No, it did.
No, how come it didn't? Because you can feel check
it.
Oh, you didn't fix it. Okay. I said it. I know. I'm saying it. I see that he's missing. That's what I'm pointing out. Whatever it is. E.
Yeah,
Okay, we have to make all the corrections. What corrections are there? Is it, where's the first spelling mistake? E. It's two corrections in dictum, no? There was a near and there was a period. What else on that? Well, that's not a mistake. That's just, yeah. Let's go on. If you find mistakes, let me know. And including further any other locations within the premises of the cellars where such chametz have you found. Period. Now in parentheses. So what are you doing? You're leasing. That assumes you own it. If I own it, I can lease it. What if I don't own it? Parentheses. In the event that any of the sellers may be tenants of the premises they presently occupy as opposed to owners, with respect to such sellers, this provision shall be intended to convey a sublease of the areas where such chametz may be located. It's either with an absolute lease or with a sublease, as the case may be. Okay? What's the problem? It's illegal.
Yeah.
Well, it's illegal, but I think it's not a problem with this kind of a lease that we're discussing. We're not going to live there, make noise there. It's just a matter of...
It says at the bottom, according to the state of New York. So
in my opinion, if it came to the Supreme Court of the state of New York, they say it's a valid sale, a valid lease.
So if, like, if let's say a lawyer got up and showed how technically it's not valid, then how much would that cost? Would that just get rid of that one and the rest is valid?
Yeah, sure. But I think the lawyer would lose, my mistake. Then let's go on. The duration of this lease.
Can we try that?
Yes, Tom. Patience. I mean, were you in Shia Thursday? So they gave three reasons two or three reasons why you, maybe I didn't, maybe I'm making my way. Wait 2 more minutes and then we'll come back to it, okay?
Why you lease your property?
Why lease your property? That's what I gave reasons for.
Two reasons.
The duration of this lease agreement shall be from before either 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time of Monday of April 5th, 1993, or the sun from before 11:30 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time of April 4th, and three, two, I think 8:45 they were in. 8:45 is 72 minutes after Shkia, last day Pesach, Eastern Daylight Time on April 13, 1993. In consideration of the foregoing rental provision, the buyer agrees and hereby does pay for the agent the sum of 1 cent for each of the enumerated sellers. In addition, the aforementioned methods of exchange and handshake are used to affect the rental. So again, you do again the king of Halipim and the king of Kitumta, as well as the Kesef, to achieve the rental of the property. Now the answer to Norm's question. The portions of the premises rented to the buyer here under shall be at the buyer's disposition. And in consequence, he also acquires ownership of all aforedescribed chametz therein contained, which are hereby transferred to him in the best legal form. All that language is saying one word, agav. What does agav mean? Well, you know what we're saying, agav? Agav. Karka. We discussed it in Tzuba. Oh, it's not. We mentioned it in the past in Tzuba. The Talmud, agav karka. But if I sell you a house, I can sell agav. I can sell you my car. I can sell you my shirt. I can sell you my gemara, my tape recorder, anything I want. My pen. No. Any movable thing can be transferred automatically when I transfer to you a something which is real estate. The big shaila is this work for a goy? Again, all over the place. One kiddush. Why does the shaila should work for a goy? Many, if not most, we show them hold. This is no kind of problem. But agav is derabbanan. Think my clothes. If agav is doraisa, then maybe it works for a goy. If agav is derabbanan, it's a double question. One, did they institute the derabbanan for a goy b'chlal? And two, even if they did, will it help? Because chametz, he said, this is the deraisa. And now you're standing on the level of the rabbanon. We say kinyan the rabbanon mahani the deraisa. Now, of course, some say it's not. Hefke by the nefesh discussed it. Ah, you forgot. Hefke by the nefesh wanted some. Oh, wait a minute. Maybe it's smaller than I thought. Hefke by the nefesh, I was about to say, for the summary shown him, works only to take away property, but not to give property. That's David. That's all we need over here in chametz. Even if it doesn't work on a deraisa level to take it into him, but on a deraisa level, sure, we should work, take it away from me. I did. Maybe you're right. Okay, but Afal Pi Kein, the first thing to do is this. Maybe it doesn't work at all for going. I got it. So it's in the rabbanon. Okay. That's A. Further, by virtue of buyers taking possession of these rented storage areas, all comers contained therein are referred to buyer's ownership, which means in plain Hebrew, chutzah. That means once you own the property or rent out the property, you can be called in the Kinyan chutzah. We discussed chutzah sofa last year in Baba Matiya, Perek HaShoah. Sofa kona, the Maska kona, the most kona, the sofa kona. So that's called Kinyan chutzah. Kinyan chutzah, the chutzah, should certainly work for a goy, and passion is an often a gemara, mesech da avoda zoro. For both sides. Some posts say, chutzah is the best of all. Everything else we mentioned before, Agav is a shadow to the Rabbanon, maybe there was, what else did it say? Ketchup is a big makhlof, it's a Rishon, 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 maybe it was only by Yisroel. Tumtum might be the same as Khalifin. So what's going to work? Bottom line,
how do you get the
they say, Chatzah works finally.
But how do you get the
Chatzah? How do you get the Chatzah? That's what the Shtar is on for. Other things are against something. That's what the Shtar. So the Shtar works, presumably, and then the Chatzah works, presumably, you're in good shape. I mentioned it already on Thursday, no? They asked the cash and chutz from Mishum Shlichus, and ain't Shlichus and Nachri. What that comes up is that? He's a female guy, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But by a female, he says, chutz from Mitam Yad, but again, that was the vote. We assume it's good. A cash of a maisa, it's good. We want to vote as our school by Yain Nesem. We're in the fifth parrot, so we assume it's good. I have Mishum Shlichus, doesn't mean Shlichus, whatever answer you give, but it works. So we have to give the rent of the property itself to the guy in order to effect agav and chutzah. That's reason number one. I mentioned you on Thursday.
Why
you already saw why not. The three kinyanim are all controversial. Right. Because you want to make the first three methods may not work. You want a method which certainly works. We'll try for agav and chutzah. We'll try for. We sell the chomet of Osef five different ways. Kesef, Khalifin, Tumta, Agav, Chotzer. Five ways to sell the chomet. And the definition of Agav is because of the land. And Chotzer means the land in which it's found. As far as Agav, you can pick a piece of land somewhere else. It's nothing to do with the chomet. So you pass from the halakhli, that chashash doesn't exist. What's the same with chashash? Who knows who is John Brown Wood or not? But if he did, this distinction might exist as well. Could be. Could be.
How do you make
the by renting it out to the guy. It is further agreed, very important, that the buyer shall have the right to access to the premise of the sellers and each of them in order to gain access to the respective storage area here and above described. In the event, the buyer shall require keys to gain access to any of the premises described herein, they shall be miwupi. Next typo. No, it says twice. Okay.
They shall definitely
be miwupi. Again, it's another mistake. They shall be made available to him upon demand to the agent. Okay? It is expressed the intent by the parties here too. This agreement shall be valid and binding in accordance with the laws of the state of New York and according to the laws of the Torah. The rabbi signed and the buyer signed. This is the shtar here that we use. Aiden do not sign. Once the rabbi signs it, right, he gives it over to the guy in the presence of Aiden Messiah. Right? Is that actually necessary? Could be. Because although it's mutter. The second additional reason why we have it is considered to be in the house. We want the chomus in the house of a goy. It has to be in the house of a goy. Maybe a third reason. It's in the house of a Jew is a chshash shami yochlanu. And they eat it. The house of a goy, the halakhli that chshash doesn't exist. What's the same as chshash? Who knows who's the John Brown Wood or not? But our peed in, this distinction might exist as well. Could be.
How do you make the day?
By renting it out to the guy. It is further agreed, very important, that the buyer shall have the right to access to the premise of the sellers and each of them in order to gain access to the respective store its area here and above the described. In the event, the buyer shall require keys to gain access to any of the premises described herein, they shall be mewupi. Next typo. No, it says twice. Okay.
They shall definitely.
Can't have another mistake. They shall be made available to him upon demand to the agent. Okay? It is expressed the intent by the parties here too. This agreement shall be valid and binding in accordance with the laws of the state of New York and in accordance with the laws of the Torah. The rabbi signs and the buyer signs. This is the shtamach here that we use. Agents do not sign. Once the rabbi signs it, right, he gives it over to the guy in the presence of Adim Mesir. Right? Is that actually necessary? Could be. Because although the rabbi is the Kabbalah Kenyan, this is the Kabbalah Kenyan over here, you will still want to have Adim Mesir in case it should work as a Shtar Kenyan. Not like the Shtar Raya, but the Shtar Kenyan, because you want, in case Khalif doesn't work. That's why any Adim Mesir, well, Amika didn't have any Mesir in Shtar Kenyan either, but the Chatzil, he mentioned the Shtar Stern, but he mentioned the Shtar Mechira, the Shtar Kenyan, the Chatzil should have Adim Mesir to be Yotzal the Holiday. That's what we do. Big problem, Adim Mesir, it shouldn't be related to any of the parties that are involved. For example, I have a cousin, or my wife is my cousin, so I can't be Adim Mesir he went to the sale. And my wife, my wife has a cousin, the first cousin, who dominates in Rebbe Jewish Center. So the cousin is the female first cousin, and married to, so the question is, who owns the chametz? If he owns the chametz, my first cousin twice through marriage, me'ikir adin, I'm kosher liyedus. But if she owns some chametz, so me'ikir adin, I'm not kosher liyedus. Well, Rishon Trey Baal Kishta was kosher me'ikir adin, Chad Baal Kishta was not. Baal Kishta means it's a step of spousal. One of them takes his shliach on last week, then he goes to the store and he buys more chametz this week. And he wants to tell it to John Brown. Hashtus, he cannot authorize me before he bought the chametz being sold. The Dovah Shalom Bal Olam. I saw why, he's not telling yet. One of the expressions of the Tzeph Nazir. That's called Dovah the Iyu Lo Motzi Ovid. Anything which I cannot do, Shliach Lo Motzi Mashvi. I cannot make a point of Shliach to do something which I myself cannot do at the present time. That's the question. So the Me'iri suggests maybe it would be good if it says it specifically. The most strong disagree. It's no good. But the whole tilp at the time, I don't know what I came at the end, trying to find the limud chus, and how maybe it would be good, but the passion is no good. I try to tell them, don't buy any more chametz. Once you come, unless you need to build up. If you want to buy a Danish in the store in the morning, eat it up, that's no problem. If you go out and buy Wheaties and leave it in your pantry now, don't. True, you're right. Most people don't buy long-term items in the last few days before paper, that's true. But some people may do it, and I try to tell them not to. I try to tell them not to. Yeah?
What happened to
that? Yeah, no. Maybe they bittle. They bittle the Amitagi. The rice is bittled enough.
So what happens with even John Brown after
paper? I'll come to that in a minute. Yeah? My food distributor does not authorize me to sell the hummus until the last business day, after everything is ready in. Right? So maybe even Monday, this year, Sunday, I don't believe the hummus. There's another major issue we talk about at the time. Can I, halacha l'maisa, if I always try to stall off as long as I can for the appointment. For example, until now I only had two, a handful of people made me their shliach so far. Why do I stall off? Right. Because if the guy makes his shliach on last week, then he goes to the store and he buys more chametz this week. And he wants to tell it to John Brown. Hashtus, he cannot authorize me before he bought the chametz being sold. The Dovah Shalom Bal Olam. I saw why, he's not telling you yet. One of the expressions of the Tzeph Nazir. That's called Dovah the Iyu Lo Motzi Ovid. Anything which I cannot do, Shliach Lo Motzi Mashvi. I cannot make a point of Shliach to do something which I myself cannot do at the present time. That's the question. So the Me'iri suggests maybe it would be good if it says it specifically. But most are trying to disagree. It's no good. But the whole tilp at the time, I don't know what I came at the end, trying to find the limud chus. Now, maybe it would be good, but the passion is no good. I try to tell them, don't buy any more chametz. once you come, unless you need to go up. If you want to buy a Danish and just go in the morning and eat it up, that's no problem. But to go out and buy Wheaties and leave it in your pantry now, don't. True, you're right. Most people don't buy long-term items in the last few days of paper. That's true. But some people may do it, and I try to tell them not to. I try to tell them not to. Yeah.
What happened to
that? No, they've been bitter. They've been bitter the Amitagi. The rice is bitter enough.
So what happened to the demon John Brown after
paper? I'll come to that in a minute. Yeah. My food distributor does not authorize me to sell the hummus until the last business day, after everything is ready in. So maybe even Monday, this year, Sunday, I don't know if it's Sunday, but usually the mamash comes to me last night, and he authorized me to reauthorize me. See, Meikah right there, in our both side, the whole power of attorney sheet is not really required. You can authorize on the phone. Well, you please sell. I've taken dictation from phone people. They're stuck. I'm in the middle of here. I fax. That's why I started using the fax. Remember someone, had a man in a shul named Mr. Belsberg. He spent his time in Vancouver with his parents, and one day he suddenly forgot to sell the house right at the Star Show. So what I did was I faxed him to Vancouver, an empty form. He faxed me back to New York. He filled out form. It was the infancy of faxes. You know, people didn't have it, you know, regularly. Now everyone has that. And in those days, it was just the beginning. And on the fax, he authorized me, and I made a tumult, and he brought me the fax. And I told Mr. Brown, look at this fax. Those are the first faxes. I said, look at this, a fax. Now I looked twice. A fax, the authorization to sell the chametz. Okay, very good. Apparently it's legally binding, apparently. Apparently the lawyer said it's legally binding, in fact. Apparently it is. Budge anything.
Budge signature.
Oh, I bought budge signature on this too.
No, but on the fax, the quality is low enough that I can fudge anything.
You can put sneakers on people's arms, so you can fudge anything. Yes. Paste. Completely sold. You want the oil beef to still be open on paper. That's a much more complicated problem. I have a document for that too. I don't want to go into it. If you want to, I have it. I think I have it in the office, but I don't want to go into that. That's very complicated. What do you do if this is serious? I'll mention it briefly for a minute. You may go into some of these stores, let's say, War Island in the old years, when it was owned by Jews. They're still doing it anyway. So a certain rabbi would sell wool back, sell all their chametz. So it's a joke. We sell all their chametz. Hey, you want to sell the chametz to John Brown? And then they come and everyone goes into the store and one pays and buys it again and takes it away. Well, John Brown was a master for that.
Right.
B, John Brown was never a master.
He was.
B, they don't give it to him. B, a worst case, worst problem. Wallbound gets those major deliveries every single day. Huge deliveries of Thomas products. So then how can they sell it to Arab Pays? They didn't own it yet. Who? So how do you explain it to
them? He sells chain. They sell the entire business to the guy.
Very good. So therefore, Rabbi Tite came with a good idea. Instead of selling the particular box of cookies, which the floor is not going to work for two reasons, sell the company. Sell the whole company. Now John Brown owns, or his others of his ilk, will own major supermarket chains. They own the whole thing. And the question only becomes, what do you mean, you know, how do you transfer ownership of supermarkets general, of Walmart, of Keep Food, of all these? Why not? It's a major corporation. You can't just transfer ownership just like this. Even John Brown might be a little bit scrapped in that kind of a situation. So what we did when I was involved in the Cup K, we did the following. Rabbi Belsky, who preceded me, had the following idea. The Chiddush Gadol, I have his document, I don't have it, I may have it inside. Rabbi Yisrael, though, who was in Brooklyn. This is Palace. You know we discussed this? Who was on that show? Let's check him up with it. Yad Paul Yad Balabayas. We discussed it at that time.
Oh, right.
The big shayla that part of a goy. It ain't shlichus the goy. But the Machne Ephraim, that's what it is. The Machne Ephraim suggests that the new expression, the one that we can see it up here, Yad Paul Yad Balabayas, the new halacha which would apply even to a goy. So what do? We do as follows. The Jew sells to the goy all the inventory. Whatever he has right now is sold to the goy. Fine. In addition to that sale of all the inventory, he does a thing which we call subcontract. It means as follows. That means the guy rents out the premises, as you mentioned in this kind of a document, from the Jew. And more than that, by renting out the premises, all deliveries which come to the store for the next week are considered as coming into the possession of the non-Jew by virtue of the fact that he's rented out all the property. And then the Jew, that Mechal, Shabbos, Eichel, Develop, Trevis, Burl, Arias, all the things, that Jew who's working in the store all Pesach, he is a subcontractor working on behalf of John Brown. John Brown doesn't own the whole company. I can't own the whole company. I can't get involved in this stuff. John Brown owns two things. A, he owns all the inventory that was owned at the Erev Pesach. B, he's rented out all the premises of the stores. And C, he's employed by, John Brown employs, I should say, this Yid as his agent to do what? To receive deliveries, to manufacture, the whole story. And if the Erev Pesach is over, in lieu of an exact accounting of the lost profits and losses, John Brown will accept, to give a number, I think $10 as the proper amount. And that happens to be exactly the amount of money that each and every that the guy was received before Pesach. That the guy gave before Pesach. He gave $10, he gets back $10. He broke that again, I think she break even at what theory got a couple of lines. So that's how it works in the case of a company. That's what we did in terms of it's based on that Paul guy, by the way, she's a chiddush, and everyone agrees that's why it's a goy. Many of the key bases is tamua ma'o, tzorachi and gala. But what can we do? I can't help it for guy. I can't help it. Really, he's really close. Try to close. Okay, what happens after Pesach is over? I mentioned it a little briefly on Thursday. Next Tuesday night, and 2 weeks Tuesday night. Sorry, Pesach, April 13th, I have an appointment at 8:45 with John Brown. He's going to come to the shul. And I say, John, here obviously if you look on number two, the rest honor before April 13th, well, the time is up. Now time to put up or shut up. It's time to come up with the $1 million needed to pay off all the debts, the outstanding debts you owe for all the chametz of the Jews in Israel. John will respond to me, Rabbi, I find myself in an embarrassing position. I know it almost by heart what he says. I'm in an embarrassing position. I say, what is it, sir? I come to a very strapped for cash. I say, what it says here, you got to go for the rest of the money. Rabbi, if it's okay with you and those of you represent, I would like to make a counteroffer. Can I hear? The counteroffer is that I will sell you back the chametz to all of you and those of you represent, in exchange for this, you will be kind enough to waive the outstanding debts which I owe. I say, well, it sounds like a good deal to me. And we go through the various methods of transfer. What do? We shake hands. We have talipin. And money. All the money that I have been storing from my locker. For those 8 days, I give back to him to get the chametz back. So we go through those same three kinyanim to reverse the price. No shtar. He gives me back the shtars. He comes in the wheelbarrow, all these documents, they go, there's so many different people from so many different schools, they come with a weird, you get to carry it and help.
Do you buy back all the different rabbis who sold on everything?
Right, they authorize. Those, some people carry their own stock, and otherwise someone's got a chance they run in. Can't get there in time. John Brown has never been late so far, maybe more than a few minutes. No, absolutely not. I have to take him to a court and ask him for the money, but it doesn't expire. It's unequivocal and unconditional. You figure out right what's going on. He's a businessman. I told him in advance. I'm not giving you my word. I said that to you on Thursday. The Rav may tell the guy before you answer, listen, I give you my word. Trust me. I give you my word. Lean that there. You know, we'll buy it. We're willing to buy it back if you want to sell it to us. Back to us. That's okay. We're not going to do it. He can keep it. I didn't want the hassle of having to go to all these thousand houses and taking all the profits and paying up all the money. It's easier than the other way around. Okay, it's true. Yeah, he was a sharp, as I mentioned on Thursday, he's a sharp guy who was aware of the ways of business. It's very important. Nine, ten come on the lab, after they shlia, namaz with the star. Oh, that's what I need. Comes back to you, and he comes back to you retroactively?
No.
Can't do that.
We can't run about the month for
you. Ow, how's it come back to you? What magic?
Tonight
works. I'll sell you this house on the condition you pay me $1,000, $100,000. You don't pay it, there never was any sale.
No, you don't phrase it like that.
You can't, there's no other way to phrase it. You have to buy it back. You can't just make a poop. It doesn't work. No such case. Doesn't work.
Has your reason have to?
Okay. See what's all man, I'm not up to you. Oh, but you're right. I have to answer this question. You know why? The first Mr. Brewer. Any question you ask me, I didn't know the pacing, I got serious Father Pacing, I'm required to answer. Surely. No, Father Pacing. The milk was pacing. What do I want to know about the sphere?
Shaving
in the sphere. The Shulchan Aruch. I already spoke with Dean Jaskal last year. If he blew it again, it's his fault. Good. Okay, good. Or else just shave Lagbomer right before Shkia. And you go on Monday morning, you don't really have to. No, but it's the Monday after Lagbomer. No, the dinner. Dinner's Monday night. You go to one day growth, that's all. There was no one knows it. I mean, yeshiva bachur, after all. I mean, come on.
People there are not yeshiva bachur.
One day, unless the guy has big beard, one day. I mean, come on. Oh, the dinner is day after Black Bachur. Monday after Black Bachur. So you shave all Black Bachur. Everything, no matter what minute you have, I think everyone agrees you're allowed to shave all Black Bachur. If you hold the first minute, they air like one. Right? Oh, that's why I did it, because it was fire. They should be able to shave Monday. Where's that stuff? Tell a guy he can't get away with this. Yeah. Yes, shave Friday this year, right.
It's Sunday,
Dagmar? Dagmar Sunday.
Shave Friday.
A lot of shave Friday.
Haircut Friday.
It works. Sunday. Anyway, the Shulchan Aruch quotes a custom over here. Noagin shaloli stopper at Lagbom. That's the meaning of the Mechaber. Simon Tov Tzadi Gimel. Sif Beis. It's not found anywhere in Shas. Not in Shas. If you look at the Meiri in Yevamos, where this tomorrow is quoted about Rabbi Yitzchak, Tam of Beis and Beis, if you give it to Mindar 24,000 Talmidim, doesn't say you shouldn't shave. You shouldn't get married. That was the original meaning. Not to get married. And a subsequent minig evolved not to be mistaken and take a haircut. The big shame, what about shaving? So the Rav used to say that he thinks that the nature of the minig Yisrael of Sphira was to observe the lowest grade Avelis that we know about. That's called Avelis of Yud Beis Chodesh. Chalila, a person loses a parent, Rahman al-Islam, you have to wait 12 months and you must observe certain laws of Avelis, including, Simcha and Chasana, all these kinds of things you're not allowed. We assume that shaving is mutter in the 12 months. Why is that? Why is it so? Although the Gemara says it seems to be also, but actually you go about Chaveru. So your friends scold you and say you don't look so good. So in those days, when a person was, everyone had a full beard, so grow a beard for a year, that doesn't look so bad. It doesn't look so bad, it just grows. It gets a little longer, a little longer, a little longer, a little longer. No, not so less, it gets huge, wild. But most people, they grow a beard, it just gets longer, that's all. That's not so bad. But someone is clean shaven. That's a mashah. He was going to grow a beard. Nope. That's one thing. So now after a month, it's not neither here nor there. It's still a weird grows. It takes a while for the beard to really be a full-fledged beard. But after a month, they say, hey, you look terrible. You look terrible. Ooh. He grew about Javier. It's messy. It's nice. They don't have to. But the minute is, they say, hey, take a haircut, please. Don't take a shave. So that's what you're allowed to do. So the Rav held that on Sphira, it's the same level. The level of Yud Beis Chodesh. So in the old days when they had full beards, so you can't shave on Sphira. So grow for 33 days long, a big deal, nothing. For those who are clean shaven, so they can shave immediately, every single day. With every single day, that she goes, oh, 2 days, I don't know, depends how fast your beard grows. She got to don't shave anyway until Erev Shabbos. I mean, so that's, we do what? So good,
what's it?
Follow my, the different machlaika. So I said, Rabbi Meisha cringed in the robe. He said, no, the minig is, you're not supposed to shave. What? Do they say this? I don't know, show me. Show me. I don't know where it is. Shuvas comes out.
I just show me. 3 weeks.
Similarly, the 3 weeks thereof also, the 3 weeks of the halacha of Yud Beis Chodesh. We have to get married. As opposed to the 9 days, which is the extension of Shuvah Shechalbo, which is the bechina of Shloshim in some ways. The Rav said you shouldn't shave in the 9 days. It's certainly not in Shuvah Shechalbo, Mika Vidin. Even in the 9 days you shouldn't. That's the Rav said. Those who left their line, if the line yeshiva guys are listening in yeshiva, what if the line anything for?
You don't
say yeshiva, chalamayit is a different story. Chalamayit is a different machloek. According to the Mishnah, you cannot shave a chalamayit, period. A Mishnah. Yeah. Only the Eilev Galchamayit, those who came from prison, who came with